Chapter 10. And the story continues. In June 2012, Tesla began selling the first Model S cars to the public. Elon asked all the Tesla workers, some important customers, and some people from the press to come to the Tesla factory to see the new cars. They all loved the factory and the cars. On the outside of the factory, they could see the name Tesla in big black letters. The inside of the factory was white. The biggest machines were white, and the other machines and the robots were red. The engineers' desks were in the middle of the factory floor, and Elon's desk was with them. The new Model S cars had their last tests in the factory, and then Elon gave the keys to the customers. Many of the people watching were Toyota and General Motors workers before they worked for Tesla. Elon saved their jobs when Tesla bought the factory. They were very happy, and they waved American flags. It was a wonderful day for Tesla and for Elon. In September 2012, Elon gave the world a surprise. He showed everyone Tesla's secret project, a new way to charge electric cars at Tesla supercharging stations, charging stations for electric cars. The charging stations used energy from the sun, and Tesla car drivers did not have to pay to use them. The solar energy company, Solar City, started by Elon's cousins, Lyndon and Peter Rive, helped Tesla build the charging network. The supercharging stations charged the cars in a very short time, and then drivers could drive for longer distances. At first, there were only six stations in California, Nevada, and Arizona. The Model S with electric motor at the back and battery pack. But Tesla wanted to build stations all over the USA, and then all over the world. The press and the public loved this idea. But the Model S still had a lot of small technical problems, and a lot of the first customers were not happy. There were bad stories in the press about the cars and the company. People stopped buying the Model S. Tesla had terrible money problems again, and Elon was worried because he did not have the money to keep making cars. Elon even started talking to Larry Page, the CEO at the huge technology company Google. He was planning to sell Tesla to Google to save the company. For a short time, Tesla had to close its factory. Elon asked all his engineers to start finding customers because Tesla needed to sell more cars to get more money. His idea worked. The engineers sold almost 5,000 cars. Tesla had enough money to go back to making cars. Elon did not need to sell his company to Google, and Tesla was safe again. By summer 2013, things were going really well for Elon Musk. SpaceX was doing well. Tesla was doing well. But Elon still had a lot of big plans. In 2013, he launched another new idea, the Hyperloop. Elon wanted to build a long tunnel and send cars and people through it from one town to another. In Elon's plan, the cars and people travel in a kind of capsule. The capsule travels through the tunnel at 800 miles per hour, 1,300 kilometers per hour, faster than an airplane. It could travel from LA to San Francisco in about 30 minutes. Elon wanted to build Hyperloops all over the USA. In 2013, this was just an idea. But Elon's projects always start with big ideas. For example, sending rockets into space or building an electric sports car. Maybe the Hyperloop will be more than an idea one day. Maybe you are already traveling on Elon's Hyperloop while you are reading this book. And what other ideas will Elon have in the future? We do not know, but we can be sure that they will be very big and exciting. Penguin Readers, Elon Musk, Ashley Vance, Level 3, adapted by Carrie Jones, Series Editor Sorrel Pitts, read by Laurence Bouvard, Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2020.